Dave Helmick, TuckKennySports.com, here with Tuck County Head Coach A.J. Rapp. And, Coach, just wanted to get with you here on the preseason and tell me how it's been going so far.
Oh, not too bad. I mean, if anything, the only thing, like I've told everybody else that's asked me, is inexperience. You know, we lost some guys. Of course, graduation last year, had a few guys not come back out this year. You know, so we patched some guys in there. I think, you know, physically wise, we're pretty decent shape. We had 10 Iron Mountain lines last year. We have 7 this year. Not too bad. But like I said, the one concern I have is just inexperience of playing together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the seniors that left last year, they left you with a big void with experience. How's them roles being filled early on here as you go through preseason?
I mean, good. Like I said, the good thing was last year we were good enough to get a lot of younger guys, a lot of playing time, second halves, and things like that. And, you know, we had a lot of lettermen last year if you look at back at the numbers just because of the amount of playing time they got. But it wasn't playing together as a team. And, you know, that's one thing we've worked on all this year. And it's going to take time. I mean, it's those boys that we had last year gelled together because some of them had started together since they've been a freshman, you know. And we're trying to hurry up and rush these guys into getting there. And it's just something that's going to take patience. You know, offensively wise, you got to have finesse and you got to have timing and this and that. Defense, you know, we're not too bad. They line up. And I mean, they play hard. They're still play hard.
And, you know, I guess what you had one preseason scrimmage already. So how'd things go at Preston?
Like I said, the defense I wasn't too upset with. They did a nice job. We had a few hiccups here and there. You know, basically that's a line up and go get it kind of thing. And like I said, our kids play hard offensively. We didn't move the ball as well as I'd hoped. But, again, if you look back on it and watch the tape, it wasn't as bad as it seemed. It was just, you know, a lot of timing things that messed us up. And we'll work on that. And we'll get better. We just got to kind of hurry up before the first game.
And a scrimmage tomorrow, I believe, against East Fairmont. You know, how is the Bees this year with Coach Bill Haddix?
You know, they're always going to be Coach Haddix's type teams. They're going to be crazy things at you and, you know, go one direction, everything come back. And what's funny, I was practiced last night, you know, Zach Haddix is our middle linebacker, Coach Haddix's grandson, and I told him if he keep playing like that, his granddad would have his legs tied in a knot. So, you know, that's what we're expecting. And we've actually treated this like a game week. We've actually got some tape from East Fairmont's first scrimmage, and the boys have been watching it and just treating it kind of like we do game weeks in a normal year.
And last question for you, you know, the quarterback position for you this year, not as set as it was last year. Obviously, Derek Nestor, hard to replace. How's that role coming around with the experience you have back?
I mean, you know, coming into this year, we had some thoughts of who's going to be quarterback, and, you know, that didn't pan out, so we actually have a couple other guys coming in, you know, of quarterback, Chase Alcar and Seth Underwood. And, you know, Seth's back. He didn't play last year, but he come in. He, you know, he's still physically capable of playing the quarterback position for us. He's just a little behind on the recognition of the offense, you know, where Chase Alcar's been doing it for 3 full years. You know, we're going to see it's still a battle. You know, there's no cut and dry. And honestly, I was telling someone earlier that it's still dead even heat, you know. And last week we gave him exact even reps. And, you know, I plan on doing that there Thursday night. And then, you know, next Monday I'll let him know he's going to start Friday.
I guess follow-up to that would be any chance there could be, you know, a dual quarterback role throughout the season, or is that something you're just going to name a starter and try to stay with it?
Well, I like to have a starter. I like them to get comfort and, you know, get 80% of the reps in practice just to keep getting them better and better. You know, but it's something I've done before. I've had that dual-headed quarterback when I had Josh Michaels and Brendan Miller in Brendan Miller's early years. It's not something I'm afraid to do. And like I said, the good thing about it with this quarterback competition, with him being dead even so far, is, you know, we can yank him if we have to. And, you know, I'm not above yanking someone. It's, you know, it may be a kind of thing where we go the hot hand of the week or something.
All right, Coach, well, I appreciate your time, and we'll be talking to you throughout the season.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Helmick, TuckKennySports.com.